Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering surgical care for the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaneuro.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. LGBTQ advocates and allies are protesting a proposal by Chambersburg's Borough Council to roll back an anti-discrimination ordinance that was adopted last year by a previous council. The council could vote tonight to repeal the ordinance that would have established a local human relations commission that will have the effect of squashing the anti-discrimination law. The original ordinance was approved last fall when Democrats made up the majority of the council. Republicans now are in the majority and say the ordinance isn't needed because it duplicates what the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission does. Joining us is Preston Heldebreitel, executive director of the Pennsylvania Youth Congress, and he's here to explain why his group opposes this repeal. Preston, thank you very much for being with us today. Let's start with that big question. Why do you oppose repealing this ordinance?
Hi, thank you for having me on. We're in opposition to repealing this ordinance because it's necessary for community members. What this ordinance does is fill in gaps that are present at the state and local level. Currently, LGBTQ people are not protected in Pennsylvania by state non-discrimination laws. And what this ordinance does is it includes LGBT individuals and veterans as protected classes in the borough. It means that LGBT residents in the borough would be protected in going to court if they were discriminated against. Whereas before, they did not have that option. They did not have those explicit protections. What it also does is create a local human relations commission, which serves to provide a public mediation service for complaints that would come up in the borough. This provides a very simple, accessible way for borough residents to report incidents of discrimination and have something done about it at the local level. And I think there is some confusion about if LGBT individuals are indeed protected at the state level. We are not. And this confusion comes from the fact that there are certain agency guidelines and regulations that extend limited protections to LGBT people, but these are not law. These are not explicit protections. And it is a very important difference to LGBT people because going through the state and through the courts, one, there's no guarantee that the outcome will be favorable because we are not explicitly protected. And two, it's a very time consuming process. It's a timely process. And it requires a lot of resources that many borough residents we don't have. So this ordinance provides a very simple way, to provide protections and access to services.
I want to play a clip from Alan Kaufman. He is the borough president, the borough council president in Chambersburg.
This last 4 years or so, especially the last two, there's been a lot of focus put on these social issues, which are not playing with our constituents here. They want us to run the borough. They want us to do what we've been doing in the past. They don't want to get in these social issues. And that's the message I get from it.
So, Preston, when you hear that, what do you think?
Honestly, it's that excuse is baffling to me because in the process of the exploratory committee and in public meetings afterwards in Chambersburg, there were many hours and hours of people coming up and submitting public comment, sharing how this ordinance was necessary for them and how they faced discrimination in the borough, or that they wanted their neighbors to be protected in the borough. So, you know, obviously this is in demand, not only in Chambersburg, but in over 70 communities across Pennsylvania, with more attempting to create their own ordinance every day because of the demand that is there. Also, I know Mr. Kaufman has talked before about keeping government simple. All this ordinance does is make sure that all borough residents are equally protected under the law, and it also provides a mechanism, a simple, accessible way for disputes to be settled at the local level. This does not mean that constituents aren't able to go to court. It doesn't mean they aren't able to file with the PHRC. It doesn't take any of those options away. All it does is add a very simple local way to have these disputes handled at the local level.
You mentioned that there are 70, more than 70 municipalities across Pennsylvania that have anti-discrimination ordinances that protect LGBTQ. I'm just curious, what have their experiences been? And you know, I'm sure that some, they also heard the reasoning that there was a state human relations commission, so it wasn't needed. But more than 70 municipalities have this. What have their experiences been?
The experiences have been overall very positive. And again, these disputes are often handled at the mediation level with no need to go up to the state or the courts. And it's an act that brings communities together. And so instead of it being constituents being forced to go through a divisive process, a contrary process through the courts where you're at odds with one another, it can provide a way for community members to come through to an understanding. And it's just been overall, a lot of communities have seen much benefit from this. And again, these councils who have passed this ordinance in the last 40 years, they were bipartisan efforts. You know, this is not a Republican versus Democratic issue. This is a community issue. And it's about maintaining the health and wellness of a community.
Preston Heidelbreit is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Youth Congress. The council couldn't vote on this tonight in Chambersburg. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.